Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janie Smith is with us, folks. Janie L. Smith is a new friend. She is the CEO of Smart Advantage, Inc., which is a company consulting company that helps people like you and me make sure that we put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She has a significant corporate background, but for the last several years, she's been just like you and me, a small business owner. She is the author of more than one book, best-selling books. Her new one, which is literally just out at this moment, we're launching it on the show, Relevant Selling. She co-authored with Craig Mowry and Mark Stiesel. And she's here to talk to us about this thing, this word relevant, and these two words, relevant and selling, things that we've talked about on the show before. And Janie Smith, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks very much for having me.
It's good to have you here. My audience has heard me is for about 2 years now, I guess. Earlier than that, but they didn't. I only started saying the term age of the customer a couple of years ago, and introducing the concept of relevance. They've been hearing me talk about relevance, and I'd like for you to talk to them. They know what I think about relevance. I'd like for you to tell us what you think relevance is.
Okay, I'm sure I'll reinforce all of your thoughts there, Jim. I like to say that when you tell business owners you got to be more customer focused, they've heard it. But I like to come at it from a different angle, is that I have accidental proof that most businesses do not have a clue what their customers value. And most don't really take you and me seriously because they think they know what their customers value. Well, my accidental proof shows otherwise. 95% of them don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
And how I know that is we have been doing surveys. We do a process based on my first book, Creating Competitive Advantage. The first book, we've been helping companies try to uncover their competitive advantages. And many people will read it or go through the process, and then they'll just start throwing these things against the wall. And we say, how do you know that they're even relevant without getting the voice of the customer, without some market research where you're asking the customer, out of all these things we value for you, which ones are important to you? So we've tested over 150 companies, and scant few, and I'm talking about, count on one hand, the number of businesses who guessed right about what their customers
value. Wow.
And
That doesn't surprise me, but that's a sad number.
It's a very sad number because what it says is most businesses are out there selling or marketing, to put it simply, ABC, and customers are telling them they care about DEF.
Right.
And if you don't know what DEF is, you're not only not selling or marketing it, but internally you're not putting your resource allocations there.
One of the reasons why there's such a disconnect is that people are selling the product of the month, and that's not what the customer wants. The chance of them wanting that is the same margin is, or the same ratio that you came up with in your research.
Most businesses are selling what you just said, product.
Right.
And products, 90% of them are commoditized. And what I urge companies to do, stop looking at the product. Don't be product-centric. It's not the product. It's not what you sell, but rather how you sell. You know, do you respond to complaints? Are your invoices accurate? Are your orders in full
Can people find you online? And when they're driving down the when they're in the airport, do you have a mobile site for them? When they get to your mobile site, can they click your phone number and not have to memorize it? Can they just click and go in there? Whatever. I mean, relevance. What you're talking about now is relevance, Janie, and relevance has many faces, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And some people think, they'll self-proclaim, oh, we've got the best customer service. But customer service is just a title for anything from 10 to 20 touch points that your customer has.
Right.
So you need to know which ones are most important. Is it the ability to, what you just said, get in touch with me quickly? Is it the ability for us to respond to your complaints quickly? Is it how we handle you during the sale, after the sale? All of those are customer service, but which ones matter? We've tested all of those things, and for every single company, it comes out differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same, and you need to find out what's relevant to your customers and your prospects.
Well, and the thing is, Janie, is the answer, the solution to this whole thing is not only easier than falling off a log, It is something that hasn't changed in 10,000 years.
That's right. And
Just ask them.
Well, let me give you some other scary statistics that we've uncovered. Large businesses, the big corporate world, spend millions of dollars on customer market research. And
right.
What do you think they do with the findings when they come back in? Not much.
Yeah.
I've had companies tell me, oh, yeah, we have a market research department. I guess they do market research, but we never hear about it in our
mm-hmm.
department. We can't use the data. On the other hand, your listeners, small, medium-sized businesses, I've surveyed over 5,000 of those kinds of companies,
mm-hmm.
and less than 10% invest in the voice of the customer research.
Right.
That's scary.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, and I don't know about small companies, but I know what big companies do what their goal is with that customer research. Is to manipulate the customer instead of trying to find out what they want.
Right.
Is to try to manipulate them.
That's right. They're trying to tell them what they value
mm-hmm.
instead of accepting what they
mm-hmm.
actually value.
Mm-hmm.
And the further evidence of that is when we go back with the research findings to a client, we ask them to vote on the top three things. And as I said, you know, most of them get it wrong. But here's the scary thing, is what the company votes is at the top of the list. I'd say about 60% of the time in our research, it not only doesn't come in at the top of the list, it comes in dead last.
Wow.
You know, I've had a web company advertising all over their website and in their sales that Fortune 500 companies choose us to do their web design. That came in dead last for businesses choosing a web designer. A tour operator was touting their awards. We win National Geographic and Travel
right.
and Leisure Magazine awards.
Right.
It came in dead last
right.
as buying criteria. So
folks,
that's the kind of thing businesses have to worry about.
You have to realize how many times have I said it, folks? 1,000 times. The answer to your solutions and the answer to your marketplace prayers, all you have to do is ask the customer. They have the answers. Just ask them what they want and deliver it to them. Do exactly what they say. Relevant Selling is a book. Janie, give us your website, please.
The website is smartadvantage.com, S-M-A-R-T.
Janie Smith, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back after these messages with me, 20 after. Stay with us.
Bury the bottle, mama. It's great food and wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.